Shach says that certain chazokes where there is no abay in the Gemara, certainly midah is ineffective against them because they are as strong as they. But we see that the chazok of Rosh Hashanah is not such a strong chazok. Midah is certainly effective as against the chazok of Komashiyot Mishishalei. And still, Ligabe Yishvue, so chazok of Mishishalei is more analogous to a god of speed, to a god of speed today. So it's not a question of more biro and less biro, because as far as biro is concerned, of course, the biro of Edim, of two Edim who testify that he owes 50 at least, so he's stronger, he's a bigger biro than let's say, Chazok et Mashu Yishalei, even if one person had the exclusive possession of the talent. So I got to say he would be even a bigger biro. So when Teisa says that Shnai Merzim is more than I got to say him, it's not on the basis of more or less in Berurim, in evidence. It's on the basis of something else. Now let's say, according to Avuya de Rabbi Peifrake, that Hasgoda Seidim is not Mechayev Yishua, but the Dvar Spiv is Mechayev Yishua. So what does Avuya de Rabbi Peifrake hold? That only Dvar Spiv. So then, Shnai Morsi shouldn't be Mechayev Yishua either. But Eishu says that this is more assumed here, that Shnai Morzin is like it was deep, so we have to say that even if we don't accept Rebchir's din, Rebchir Kamais din, and we agree with Avuya Rebbe Peifrake, so still, Hidor's Piv is not limited dafke to Idoy, to actual Idoy. So there is, but it doesn't apply to Agoda Seidim. Now what's the difference between Agoda Seidim and Hidor's Piv? Now, Agoda Seidim is a good bill. Now we could say, that whenever, just as the Torah says, Kiyuzet, that whenever the mitzvah is made at $50 he owes, so he's high mishwe on the shore, so it means why? Not just because of the mnemonis of Yidua Zavim, but because since it becomes established when the Baldin is made, so it becomes immediately established that 50 has to pay. So Mimele is high mishwe on the rest. But I gotta say, even according to Avuya de Rabbi Peifrake, even though that's also a strong biru, Edim Amei, but Edim requires Kabbalah Seidim. It is, let's say, if two Edim will say something or testify in the street, not with Nebez, there is no Kabbalah Seidim with Nebez, he doesn't establish anything. He draws Baldin, even the street, even Shaloi with Nebez. He draws Baldin, is Nivara, except if we can show that Mishate Hoyobay. So in certain situations, so we can say Mishate Hoyobay, in other words, he was just joking around, so he wasn't Idoy. But if we can prove that a person in the street was made there, and he wasn't joking around, so then that Idoy is as effective as Idoy with Nivara. As Idoy with Nivara. Mashim, can I go to say this? So I'm going to say this is not Mivara anything, he doesn't establish anything, except if they Bezdin. So Bezdin has to hear that I'm going to say this, and Bezdin has to be Mikavu that I'm going to say this, then it becomes Mizbara. Hidoye is a Mivara without Kabbalah saying. Even the street, we do not have. So, for even the street, as long as you can show that he was not joking around, that he was serious, so then it's a fact. So it's a fact. So Mele, let's say, this is what Jesus means. Even if we don't accept Rebchir Kamaisis Aloche, so Hagodah Seidim as such is not Mechayev Yishuei, but Yidua Spiv is Mechayev Yishuei. So it's not Mistaba to say, Dafkin Yidua Spiv. What difference does it make whether it becomes established that a half he owes through Yidua Spiv or through some other media? But then we should say, how can anyone be chelik Rebchir Kamaisa? Hagodah Seidim also should be mechayev yishvui, because Edim are certainly nemon. When two Edim say that he owes at least 50, so they are certainly nemon. So it becomes nizbarer, it becomes established that that 50 yos, so you should be mechayel mishuei. The answer is this. By the speech, so you don't have to resort. So it becomes this barrier without Kabbalah, without Kabbalah's bez. Without Kabbalah's bez. So the doy itself establishes that he is mechayel. There is no need for Kabbalah's bez. So the male is mechayel mishuei. Mashiach can Hakadosh save him. So the Hakadosh save him by themselves are not mevar anything. Testify before Bezdin, Bezdin has to hear what they say, and Bezdin has to be accommodated. And without Kabbalah saying it, the Bezdin, and let's say, even if they will, let's say, testify before Bezdin, Bezdin will hear, but it will be Balayro when there is no Kabbalah saying it, so they're not Mivarah. So we have to resort, but he does speak, does it make a difference whether he'll be made it? Beyim or Balayro, does it make any difference? It doesn't make any difference. So that's the difference between Enoch and Abe. Once the Edes is Niskabel, then the Bureau of Edes is the strongest Bureau there is. But the Bureau of Edes, the Haggadah Edes does not establish, does not determine anything by itself. It requires Kabbalah Edes in Bez. Mashiach in Ardoe does not require. Now, there is a Gemara in Bor Basra. That's in Mishneh, that's Memalat in Bor Basra. The Gemara says, Kol chazok eshein motayin o'in chazok. But that Mishneh has reference to Cheskes Kakoyes, Cheskes Gimul Shonit. So is a chazok. So only if it is coupled with the time. But if it's not coupled with the time, then not. So what does it mean? For example, let's say Reuven says to Shimon, Shimon is on Reuven's premises. And Shimon has been on Reuven's premises for 3 years. So Reuven says to Shimon, get off my premises, that's my karke. I have Edim that 5 years ago it belonged to me. I had possession of it. Get off of the karke. So if Shimon says, yes, it belonged to you, but since the time you sold it to me, so then he's Nemo, and Shimon's time it with it. But suppose when Reuven says to Shimon, even if Shimon had a chazoke of 3 years, even if he had 10 years or 20 years. So Reuven says to Shimon, that's my karake. So Shimon says, Shimon doesn't say, I bought it from you. Shimon just says to Reuven, I don't want to talk with you. I don't like to deal with you. Don't talk to me. So then the halacha is that Reuven prevails. Why? Because even though Shimon has cheskas gimul shonim, but chazok esherim etayin ein chazok. So in the Shirim Kovetzes, the Arishim who say daf choftes, they don't say daf memale. The Shirim Kovetzes in Borobasre say daf choftes. They say in connection with the sugi of Hilchi Ushi. So they say that this halach of whole chazok esherim etayin ein chazok applies only to cheskas kapoyes, where there is no cheskas tvisit. There is no tvisit. You can hold the karke in your hand. So the chazoke consists in staying on the premises. So then, even though cheskas gimul shonim is chazoke in that karke, but only if it's coupled with the taine. If it's not coupled with the taine, so then it's not no chazoke. Mashiach came by cheskas kvise, by metaltoling. So even if Reuven has aided that he was in orekame, let's say, of a certain watch, And then Shimon is tofus in that watch. And Reuven says, why are you keeping this watch on your wrist? I mean, it's my watch. And Shimon says to him, don't bother me. I don't want to talk to you. So who will prevail? So the Arishenim Shimon Kubetz says, Shimon will prevail. Because Chazoki Komashiru Shishalei, so without time. Of course, if Shimon will say, that's what Arishenim point out. If Shimon will say, I mean, that's the Maposhut. If Shimon will say, your watch, but how is it that you let me keep it for so many years? You didn't say a word to me. All of a sudden, now you tell me. Then he'll have to give it up because then it's like he got it. In other words, he's saying, you didn't bother me. So, in other words, he's agreeing, he admits that it doesn't belong to him. But if Shimon will say to him, don't bother me, leave me alone, I don't want to talk to you, even though he doesn't say, I bought it from you. So then Shimon will prevail. Why? Because Chazok is Komashiyot Mishishalem. So when the Mishnah of the Mountain of Basra says, from Chazok in Tanah Chazok, it is reference to Chazkas Hakoyim, but not to Chazkas Mitalkul in Chazkas Tis. So we see that the Chazokah of Tomash Yodin Shalei doesn't even have to be coupled with the time. Doesn't even have to be coupled with the time. So Mimele, this is what thesis might mean. In other words, the Kachish Leimar, the Anan Sade Lavdavke, the Mighty Top is Machshevina Lehashte, the Mighty Top is Machshevina Lehashte, Tvei Mado Esedin, V'choshiv Tulumeda Lehid Beru. Now, Rav Netam says, the Shnai Mer Mitale, so the Achleiku is based upon Chazoket of Mashiach Yerushalayim. So it's based upon Chazoket of Mashiach Yerushalayim. But there could be a distinction between the Chazoket of Mashiach Yerushalayim as it applies to one who has exclusive possession of the Chayvetz, and to the Chazoket Kol Mashiach Yerushalayim in respect to the case where two have possession. Because we see that Rishayim say men and Rishayim say Bo Basra, that Chazoket Kol Mashiach Yerushalayim is a Chazoket even without time. It's an environment even without time. Not like the Cheskes Kakoyim, which requires time. So we could say that only when one has the exclusive possession of a certain chayv. Somebody holds the talis, no one else holds the talis. So then we say Chazok Kamashu Mishishalei. Suppose, let's say, as the Gemara mentions, if, let's say, Ruben will hold the whole talis, and then someone will just hold on to the tip of the fringes. So then we say Amitz Mechaveh Lavarai. Why? So in that case, the one who holds onto the whole talis and so he has exclusive possession of the talis. So then it's an environment even without time by rule. So let's say, if Reuven will hold onto the whole talis and Shimon will just hold on to the tip of the fringes. So then, even if Reuven and Shimon will say Kulashali, and Reuven will say to Shimon, now don't bother me, get away from me, what do you want? So Reuven will prevail. Why? Because since he has exclusive possession, so without time, it's in Ivar. Mashenk in the case where both hold on equally to the talis in the same way, Shnai loves the talis. So then Rav Netam says that even in such a case, the Chazoket Kol Mashiach Yerushalayim Shishalei applies. But perhaps in such a case, the Chazoket Kol Mashiach Yerushalayim is not stronger than Cheskes Kakoyim, where it has to be coupled with the time. But without the time, it's not in the mind. So this is the first Havamina of the Gemara according to Tesis. When the Gemara at first said Anansade, now the Tesis says that the first Anansade in the Gemara meant that Shnaimos Vitalis is like Edimid. The second Anansade in the Gemara, when the Gemara said Elatitma, the Rebchi Aidach, the Rebchi Itma, Elatitma, Taletun Aidach, Rebchi Itma. So now the Gemara held, no, that the Anansade is more than I'm going to say. It's like Idorski. What does it mean more? It doesn't mean more as a bill. There is nothing more of a bill than Aidach. I mean, there is no such thing, more of a bill than Aidach. But what Teisa says, it's more than Aidach. He means, now, let's say, if we reject, let's say, I'm with the poetry, so he rejects the Freka Maizah's din, but because P.F. is made it. So in what way is Akkodah Seidin distinguished from Hidua's P.F.? Because Hidua's P.F., so the bill, so it's determined by itself, without Kabbalah Seidin's Bebez, without Kabbalah Bebez. Mashenk and Akkodah Seidin requires Kabbalah Seidin's Bebez, and it's not that Akkodah Seidin by itself determines it. So Mele, at first, the first Anansade, when the Gemara said Anansade the first time, so the Gemara assumed that even though by Shnai Moses, so we apply the concept of Chazok Mashiach Yerushalayim, but there is still a difference between the Chazok Kol Mashiach Yerushalayim in respect to exclusive possession by one, and Chazok Mashiach Yerushalayim in respect to a joint possession by two parties of Shnai Moses Mitalis, where it's in the exclusive possession of one party, So then the Chazoke by itself is Mevarer. If without time, even if it's uncoupled with the time. Mashein came, when two hold, so then there is a certain reyese in the Chazoke of each. So Mele, without the time, it's not Mevarer. But we still apply the Chazoke of Mashishalei. But then the Chazoke of Mashishalei is as strong as Chazkas Kakois, Chazkas Yimushon in Bakar. So only when it's coupled with the time. So only it's a couple of time. So that means only when it's coupled with the time, there is a bill. So mainly it's like I got to say it. Because that's the distinction between glass, the termination, the bill of Idras Piv, and the bill of I got to say it. Because the bill of Idras Piv, so it becomes determined without that. Mashenkei, the bureau of Hagodah Seidin becomes determined, becomes established only through Bez. Now, if it requires Taine, what is Taine? Taine has to be with Nebez. There is no such thing as Taine Shaloi with Nebez. So the first Havamin of the Gemore, when the Gemore said that the Tane Tune has referenced Rav Chiya Kamaise, so the Gemore equated the Anan Sade of Shnai Morzi with Hagodah Seidin. So that the first Avamine, the first Anansade of the Gemore, assumed that even though by Shnaimorzin we apply the concept of Chazok Mashu Shalei, but there is one difference. But in the case where one has the exclusive possession, so then it is a Bivari without time. Mashein Kein were two Atofus, so that's so the fact that to atofu, so it's a certain diminution, it's a certain reyese in the chazoke. So it's still a chazoke, but then the chazoke is like chazkas dimushon in bekakois, where it can only be varier if it is coupled with the time. But without the time, not. Without the time, not. In other words, we couldn't say. Let's say, suppose Besnul see two individuals. They both hold on to it, and they don't say a thing. Mute. I mean, they don't say a thing. They don't argue. They just keep on holding on to the talents together. So what will be the conclusion that Bezdin will draw? Will Bezdin have to assume? Of course, Bezdin doesn't have to, does not have the burden of drawing any conclusion because no one bothers them. Why should they bother themselves? But suppose Bezdin wants to bother themselves. And they want to determine the status of their talus. The problem is they just hold on to the talus and they don't say anything. They don't argue. They just keep on holding the talus. Now, if we say that the Chazoke, according to Rabbetam, so the Chazoke Komashiyot of Shishalei applies with full force, even to the case where two hold on to a talus, so just as in the case where one holds on to the talus, so it is an invariant that it belongs completely to him. So in the case where two of them are talent, so it's involved, it belongs to the two of them. So here too, even if the parties don't argue, Bezdin will have to come to the conclusion it belongs to the two of them. But we can say no, that to the Chazoke Komashiyot Shalei applies even when it is tofus in by two, but then it is only a riot if there is time. So if there is time, even though the times contradict each other, because each one says Kula Shalit, it's not that each one says Chetzi Shalit, but each one says Kula Shalit, so then it is a Mivarer. If both are topless in the talis, and both couplet with a, and the tfise of each one is coupled with the time, even though the times contradict each other, so it is a Mivarer that each one owes it. That Abayev Adol Agbue, but only as a result of the Taine that is coupled with the Tfisek of each. Mashenikin without Taine, there is no Raya, then we couldn't say each one owes the Heir. Then Bezdin will have to say there are three alternatives. Either Reuven and Shimon hold on to the talis and they don't argue. They don't argue. So then we could say that there are three alternatives. Either the whole talis belongs to Reuven, the second alternative, the whole talis belongs to Shimon, or it belongs to the two of them. But there is no bill, only with the time. So Mimela, this is what cases mean. The Kachish Lima had an Ansade love that day. The mighty Tophis Machshevinoi. So the first Anansade assumed that even though we apply the concept of Chazok and Vashir Shalei to Shnai Moz and Mitalis, but there is a difference between possession by two and possession, exclusive possession by one. Exclusive possession by one, so that doesn't require any tiny. So it doesn't require any tiny between bez. So merely by itself it becomes established that it is. Even Shalom with the best, without any time. So then, Bashaik, in the case of time was in the Tale, so the first Hava Min of the Gemore, the first Anansar of the Gemore, assume that the tree, there is a pillow, but only when it's coupled with the time. But with that, since it has to be coupled with the time, so the time has to be in the Bezden, and Bezden has to question, they have to present the time with the Bezden, but by itself, it's not this barrier that each one has a head. So melee, only if it is coupled with tainess. So it's analogous to Agonesedin, just as Agonesedin, the Agonesedin by itself is not provide anything, only when it is presented before Bezden, and Bezden is mitabel, the Agonesedin. So melee, and if let's say it will be, the Agonesedin will take place before Bezden Malaylo, so it will not be mivara either. So melee, so the first Havamina of the Gemore, the first Anansar of the Gemore assume that it's analogous to Agoreseidi. And the Mishnah says, Nishborim, so it's a riot of Chikamaisetim. Now the Gemore says, no, the Mishnah is no riot of Chikamaisetim. Because if it had been a riot of Chikamaisetim, so then it would be analogous to, so like Edim testifying for each party, so then there shouldn't be any shwik, an ansade lahai, an ansade lahai. But, and now the Gemara is saying that an ansade of Shnayim Ozim is more than Agoreseidim. It's like Idoye. It doesn't mean it's Idoye, it's not Idoye. He's Kefer Hakel. But it means just as in Idoye there is a Chiyuv Shvuye. Why is there a Chiyuv Shvuye in Idoye? In Idoye there is a Chiyuv Shvuye because it's disparate by itself without Bezden, without Kabbalah by Bezden, so here too, without Tainah Bifnei Bezden. So it's disparate. It's disparate. Because of Chazok and Mashiach Shalei, without Bezden. So maybe it comes within the Aloche of Idoi. Alright, Kach Yishlemen Aran Sadeh Lav Dafke. The Mighty Tov is Mashiach Shalei, the Tzvi, Baalei Seidim. The Choshev, the Midl, the Deyu. Ach Koshe. Homo Kimitel Mifrar, the Mastis. Kirch dai mei de hai, hai name mei de hai, was loche kem stabe, ki di pore ha ka mei se oi, but the same kashe we could ask, um mei te. Wie ich lema, ja, ich name mucha, ach, mich hat sehr fein mit die Sommer. Die hele Gpoto, le habe mi sag mir abonnen schwe, du leke de kamosse de reis. Aber hat hier ka mei se, die name ba do se in pote, mi sagne rabonon schwe bi mas nissen, di hoshe fi doje bi mei de tofis hab. Videcha, de vuse, hodli koma, vitane tune, hodli koma, vitane tune, aka maise, mishum maide tofis, choshiv, kiridoye, vizu oiso pechose le mailo, mitam, keichan an sade lahai, an sade lahai. Rishenim, in Rashi, one the Ritva mentions, and other Rishenim also mentions. The Ritva says, Roise Ahod Nagdeli, Shekosa, that even a living maskone, according to Rashi's Pshat, so there is a raya, not only for a priya basraise from the Mishneh, but also from a priya kamais. But the Gemara says, Elokiitma vitane tunaida the priyitma. So it means, because before the Gemara assumed that there is the din of the Mishnah is a raya only for a priya kamaise, and that it's mamish the same din, it's midraise. So the Gemara is chaser from it, that it's not a shvuy draise, it's a shvuy rabbonon, and it's not a raya just for a priya kamaise. It's a raya for a priya, it's not mamish the same shvuy, but it's a shvuy rabbonon, but so it's a raya for the din that Hilach is chayev, and mainly it's also a raya that that Agoreseidim is mechayev shvuy. So here I'm going to say to him, here the Ansade is, here it's not a Chiyush with Raise, but it has a semblance of a Chiyush with Raise. This is what the Ritva says, Vishim Echad Magdele. ריסי מן הגדילים שהיסי מלפיר שזה רשי זל שרבינו סיגו את מסכון אינם מהדרינו לרב די מסכון אינם מהדרינו לרב חיה כמה איסי די איס לסמח ממסניסן כי דאמרינו נהיליך די אמרת בשלמים דרייסי לחייב ותאך רבון שווי כדרייסי שעוד שעתים את הזה כאין היליך ומנו נאמה די מסניס נוסו כמילים מקצה משמין הנן סדר למער ולמער ולחייש כאן עדו הסעידי So it doesn't mean הנן סדר Anan Sade that is the bureau of Anan Sade. But it means since each one is a music in the head, so Mele Khilishkara do say. Or even if we say that there is no one is a music, but they are both fusim, so Mele it so it has a smach in the Dreise. Ulkhilishkara do say. Umaydi dachino liyo, heimishim dikosal gedaitor. דרת חיה סובה כשווס משנסינו מן הדין ומן התירה אבל השדל פריש נגל בסרייסה דרת חיה שאין שווס משנסינו מן התירה אלא את הכל עשר החומם כאין שאו תירו הדרינו לסיוע אינם לכמה יסה So this is one פשט מרש And then the רשבו and the רם, חדושי הרם they say that according to Rashi so the according to Maskona of the Gemara So when the Braise says Tane Tune, the Braise means that the din of the Mishne of Shnai Mozin is a raya only the Rav Chiya Bas Raise, but not the Rav Chiya Kamais. Not the Rav Chiya Kamais. So what is the raya? One of Shechit, it's no raya. The Rav Chiya Kamais says, so in other words, even if we, so we can explain the din of the Mishne on the basis of Kol Tikkun Rabbonin Kein Raise Tikkun, even if we assume that I'm going to say to him is not Mechayev Yishuv. But here, there is Yishuv in Rabbon. And it's not Yechuchay Pule. It's not Yehuchay Pule, because it has a smach in the Raise. Why? Because if we say that Hilach is Chayev, so that means, if we say that Hilach is Chayev, so even though the mikzas that he is made is immediately part, So we do not say that it's considered as if it was already Nifra before. Because if it had been if immediately Pora, when it's available to be paid, so it's considered as if it was already paid, so then there shouldn't be Shwe Raise by Milim Mikzas and Helech. So that means that if we say that Helech is Chayim, So that means that when it's immediately pora, so it's not as if it was nifra already. So that's why there is a shvua here. Mashenken if we say hilach poter. Why? Because if we say hilach poter, so that means that if it's immediately pora, so it's considered as if it's nifra already, it's poru already. So here, since the talus is immediately holy, so it should be considered as if it was nechlek already. Why? After the chlukia is made, There is no shvuy of takonis chachomim. This is how the Ram explains the Rashi. So mainly it's only a raya to Rav Chiya Bas Raise, not to Rav Chiya Kamais. Then the Baal Moyer's pshat, it follows along the same lines. The Baal Moyer.
So Balmoyer's pshat
follows along the same lines as the Ran explains, the Rashbo and the Ran explain Rashi. But in Rashi, so that's only the maskone of the Gemore. So it means that there is a raya from Shnai Morzin, from the Mishnah of Shnai Morzin, to the Priya Bas Raise, because that Helech is Chayim. Because if Helech is Chayim, so that means even if it's Hamid Lishvara, it's not considered like Peruah. So here too, even though the Ta'olis is immediately Cholik, it's not considered like Cholik. That's in the Maskoneh of the Gemara. So the Pshat that the Ran and the Rashbo both mention in connection with Rashi, Shite, so is the same like Balamoya. But whereas according to Rashi, so there was a Havamin of the Gemara. So the Havamin of the Gemara, the Havamin of the Gemara was Vitane Tune. In Vitale Tune, Shnai Mirza Vitalis, Boche Kim Litofus and Ansar and Mai Litofus Elechu, Vigaton and Yishba. So, the Rashi Somari of the Tavikim Mahal Zuzian, the Community of Aikman, who dominate, hold Hilkaki, the joyous mix of the tiny. So, the Havamin of the Gemara and the other discussion in this Medrash was that the reason as to why the Din of Shnai Mirza is a Rayet Rafri Bas Raise is because it's also a Rayet Rafri Kamaise. This is how Rashi explains. Then the maskon of the Gemara is no, that Tane Tune does not mean that the din of Shnai Morzin, that the Yamish Boin is a raya to Repri Kamaise and Repri Bas Raise, but that it's a raya only to Repri Bas Raise, because the question in Hila Chayev or Hila Potter is where it's immediately Pora, is it considered like Porua or it's not considered like Porua. So here too we see that he is Nishba, even though there wouldn't be any Shvuye if they would come to Besdin after they themselves had made a Chluk already. So that means that if they come to Besdin before the Chluk is made, so even though it's immediately Cholik, it's not considered Kecholuk, not Kechila Kecholuk. So that's in according to Rashi. So according to Rashi, so the Rashi's Pshat, the way the Ram and the Rashba explain it is the same like the Balamoyas Pshat in the Maskon of the Gemara. But whereas, according to Rashi, so the Havamin was that it's a raya, Tane Tune is a raya to both Rapchiyas, Rapchiy Kamais, Rapchiy Bas Raise. So the Balamoyas says, no. The Gemara says, Vitane Tune, Shnai Moz Vitales, So it's a raya that Helech is higher, because if Helech would be potter, so then it would mean, why? Because since it's made available, it says Helech, so it's made available for payment, so it's considered like Perua. So here, since it's immediately Cholek, it should be considered like Chol. Aber gerade mit Rache sagt ihr, die Beinli man ist auch gleich doch mit Korre. Beinli man muss kino lieb sehen, lauf mich in der Abkriege kam ein Isas in der Lokal. Er war hoch gekommen. Hier ich nahm ich mich mit dieser Teil mit Domei. Kelima, sie nehmen ihm, sie kiefen sie um die Summe mit Freya, haare ihm und kommt vor der Quo. Wie nimmt so, sie ihn kann ich doi mit mir das Quo. Du am Rien hoch, die Vada in mich und die Summe los ist, eine Lecki noch, eine Kilo noch an Quo. Und mein Sinn und sie heute muss nicht. Ich schneide mir das Metall ist, ואוכל כיוון לטופס ענן סאדה מהי לטופס הלכו, תלוימה ובדאי ענן סאדה שעתה לזום מזומנס הוא לאחלי, ואף לא אוכל אמרים לו נשארי איתו לאחלי כבו, שאילו ינעים רינקים, לא מהים נשבועים עליו, ובדאי נתרגו מכמה דוס לכמון, ומחווינו לשבועי, אלא על כוחו חבוקי שמזמון לאחלי, אין לי ככל. So in other words, so it's the same shot as the Ram says in Rashi. But in Rashi, the Havamin was the raya from Shnai Morzin is a raya for Kamaise and Bas Raise. According to Balamoyer, so there was no such Havamin. But as far as Maskone is concerned, so the pshat of the Balamoyer is the same pshat as the Ran and the Rashbo, saying Rashi. But then the Ritva mentions B'shemechad Nagdeli, who says another pshat in Rashi, that according to Maskone, of the Gemara, according to Rashi's Pshat and Maskona of the Gemara, so the raya from Shnai Morzin is a raya for Repriya Kamaise and Repriya Bas Raise. So because of Repriya Kamaise, so then there is So there is a semblance of shvuyah, but then the feilech would be poter. So even when there is a shvuyah of midah mikzas or of hakodesh saving, midraise, so if it's feilech is poter, so certainly here where it's only a takonis chachomim, there shouldn't be any shvuyah. Now the Rosh, he also explains the Gemara the same way as the Baal HaMoreh, the Rosh, but he changes the girsa. In other words, he says, Vitane tune, Shnai Mose Vitale Zvoroche, Kivin Vitofi Selechu. He strikes out the words, Anan Sade Dimai Vitofi Selechu. But Vroche, Kivin Vitofi Selechu. But he explains it the same way as the Baal HaMoreh, the Tishas Rosh. The same way. Now then, the Chiddush Yoram, so mentions another pshat in the Gemara. Vilini re'leimri b'loshnach, ve'oche koma. Vitane tune, shnai mirz mitales, because all g'dayto b'shvuidu shalom se seinu shvuidu midim miktas. So the Ram mentions a pshat, and it's all g'dayto chiz, that it's a shvuid right. Shnai ve'oche se shvuidu mishnei shvuidu miktas miktas. Lifishe zei mekulashom. So when Reuven says to Shimon, both hold on to the talents. Reuven holds on to this part of the talents, this side of the talents, and Shimon holds on to this side of the talents. So when Reuven says Kolashali, so in effect he makes a demand upon Shimon, he claims upon Shimon, that Shimon should turn over the whole talents to him, Reuven. So there is a tviya on Kulen, on the whole talents. So Shimon, in effect, makes a claim from Shimon and the whole house should that it should be turned over to him. Vizesha Meshivlei, when Shimon answers Rubei, Kulashali, Vizesha Meshivlei Kiela Kulashali, Afopishuki. So then it seems that he is just a Kivahakir, not a Milim Mikta. But when we analyze it, he's not really a Kivahakir. Reuven says to Shimon, Kulashali. So in other words, he makes a claim against Shimon, that Shimon should turn over the whole talus to him, Reuven. So Reuven is a Teveya. I mean, the same way Shimon is a Teveya. So Reuven is a Teveya. And then, what is Shimon's tshuva? It seems, on the surface, it appears that Shimon's tshuva is that he is Kefer Hakel. But when we analyze it, so even though he literally says that he's Kefer Hakel, but in effect he's like a Milim Mikta. Why? Vizeh she'meishiv lo'loiki elo kulashali afal kishu kefer mikulo mikol mokim eiliki Kefer Hakel. The element. The kefer b'chol nishav b'rshu seiko ma she'kefer b'ei. Vizeh al kohoch neisin la'atim v'ya chotzi tviyose nimtso she'seife shal din zeh kemeidim mikta da'o. In other words, when someone, Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100. So Reuven makes a claim for $100. When Shimon says, La Adam, I don't owe you a penny. So Shimon is kefer the whole $100 that is in Shimon's possession. That is in Shimon's possession. So that's kefer hakel. He's not within mikdash. Masha'inkin here, apparently the Ram assumes that when two hold on to a talis, so each one is a mozek in head. So Reuven holds on to this side of the talis, so he is a mozek in this head. Shimon holds on to this side of the talis, Shimon's a mozek in this head. Now Reuven says to Shimon, Kulashali, so in effect he makes a claim against Shimon that Shimon should turn over the whole talis thing. So it's a tviyan kulet, by the way. Then Shimon says, Kulashali, so too literally he denies the whole talis, but he denies the whole talis. So he denies this half of the talis and denies this half of the talis. Now, this half of the talis, the truth that Shimon denies, in that half of the talis, he's a mordek. So as far as this half of the talis is concerned, it's analogous to the kfire that Shimon makes, let's say, in the money. So Reuven demands from Shimon in money, who is the mordek in the whole money? Shimon. Shimon says Ladam. So Shimon denies the whole money that is in his possession. But here Shimon says Ladam. He says Kulashali. So but one half, this half of the talis, is in Shimon's possession. So, as far as this half is concerned, the half that is litzad, the side where you hold on. So that's in his possession. So then he's kefeya, this half of the talis, Shimon is kefeya. He's kefeya because it's in his possession. Reuven demands it. So Mimele, he escaped. Mashenk in the other half of the tower. He says the other half of the tower is also Shalit. But in whose possession is it? It's in the Teveya's possession. So that's al bedin, it's not a kvire. It's not shayach to say, I am keifer. Keifer means, I am keifer, something that is my possession, I am keifer. But something that is in Reuven's possession, al bedin. So what does it mean, he's keifer? What do you mean he's keifer? In other words, he makes a demand for it. He makes a demand for it, but he's not paid. As far as the first half is concerned, the half to which he holds on, to which Shimon holds on, that is in his possession. So it's shayach to say, fear it. He denies. But as far as the other hand, the Truvin holds on. So it's not shayach to say Al-Pidin. Of course, literally, we express it that way. Shimon is keifer the whole talish. This half of the talish is keifer, is also keifer. This half of the talish, because he says kulashali. But as far as this half of the talis is concerned, when he says it belongs to me, it's really, in effect, it's a kriya. It's not a kriya. So when Shimon makes the answer, when Shimon says kula shali, so it can be split up into two, this tanya of Shimon, this answer of Shimon, can be split up into two halves. Let's say, in respect to this half, that Shimon is a muzek, so it has a chalit, it's being kvira. Because that's what kvira means. Kvira means, in other words, I'm kefir. Somebody is to bear it for me, I'm kefir. I says, no, this thing that you ask me, that I should turn over into your possession, no, I'm not going to turn it over, because it belongs to me. So, as far as this half of the talis is concerned, the half of the talis in which Shimon is a muzek, so the kfirah has a chalis in kfirah. Mashenken, as far as the other half of the talis is concerned, the other half of the talis, the half of the talis in which Reuven is alpidin in muzek, so too, Shimon, Biloshin Neodom, you can say that Shimon is kefir the other half of the talis, the half of the talis in which Reuven is a muzek. But since Reuven is a muzek, so he doesn't even have a halishem kvire. It's not a kvire. In effect, it is what? It is a kvire. So in other words, so even though Reuven makes demand on the whole talis, but the kvire, the so-called kvire on the whole talis by Shimon, in effect, it has a halishem kvire only in respect to half of the talis, to which Shimon holds on, to in which Shimon is a muzek. And that half, the kula shali, the and that half of the talis, the tiny of Shimon has a halishem kvire. But on the other half, in which Reuven is a muzek, so he doesn't even have the kula shali of Shimon, does not even have a halishem kvire. It's not a halishem kvire, because Reuven is a muzek man. So what does it mean? Shimon is gay for it. Reuven has it, Shimon doesn't have it. So what does it mean, he's kefir? You can be washing the odom, you formulate it that way, you express yourself that way. But in effect, when Shimon makes the kefir, when he says kulashali, so he says two things. One half, I'm kefir. And the other half, in which you are in muzek, I'm it of it. So memele, there is only a kefir of the mixas. There is only a kefir of the mixas. So the Gemara thought in the Halamine that there should be a shved rice. That's what he says. So we say the lid niralei mo loshnachya vohakama vitame tunet shnai morzi vitalas we so salve da itoch bishvu ezu shomu zeinu shvu de mitzasu we vishe zei me kulishli hagei uktu tevei amon lechaveire we say shemeish loy לא איתי אלו כולו שלי, אף על פי שהוא קיפה בכולו, מכל מוקים אין לי כקיפה רק לדע עומד. וקיפה בכל נשאר ברשו שי כל מה שקיפה בית. Well, Reuven says to Shimon, you borrowed from me $100. So who is the muzik in the whole $100? Shimon. And when Shimon says, la dam, so he's keifer the whole $100 in which he's a muzik. So he takes a halishem kvira on the whole $100. So it's not really mitzah. wie sie auch kochen, nicht lassen, wie ich sie klasse. Nimmt so, dass sie sich auf den Säck, die mit dem Mixer der Arme. Aber hier, Ruben ist ein Mursäck, auf den in this head. Schimmel ist ein Mursäck in this head. Wenn Ruben makes a tree on the whole talus, and then Schimmel says foolishly, so in effect, the answer of foolishly by Schimmel can be divided into two parts. The tiny of Shimon in respect to this earth, in which is a music, has the Chalishem Tvireh. The tiny of Kulishem in respect to this earth, in which Ruben is a music, is not, in final analysis, a kefir. He is a Tvireh. But he expressed it in terms of Tvireh. But in effect, when you analyze it, so when Shimon says Kulishem, he says two things. Half of the Talis, I'm kefir. The half of the talis in which I'm a Murzek and which you demand, so I deny it. That is the Chalishim Tvireh. The other half of the talis in which you are a Murzek, I demand, not I'm Kefir. He uses a loshi of Tvireh in respect to both halves. But in effect, when you analyze it, he's Kulishali, so he's Kulishali, has the Chalishim Tvireh got the one half, the half in which Shimon is a Murzek. But he does not have a Chalishem Tvireh in regard to the other half, because Ruben is a Murzek. So how is the child to say he's kefir? He's kefir. He's kefir the thing that Ruben has. In other words, he wants it. He wants it. So it's a Tvireh. It's that he doesn't have a Chalishem Tvireh. We call more commanded to give a hacker down it. The cave of a holy shall be shusik or mashu gave away. Without Koroch, this like a way of hotty to say. Nim such a savior shall be in the committed mix of down it. Ufiro hono rein, cave of a holze, he will hate a mixas. In other words, why is he hated mixas? Because he's a cave of a mixas. So Mimele, he's considered made of a mixas. He's not a give a hack. Now come show a man, finish. Mishum hocham, you know, afo pishu to hate a mixas. מכל מוקים הילך. אלא שמע מנו עוד הילך חי. ועם תימא. הילך עצו, the Ram becomes involved here in a logical difficulty. In other words, what does he say the Ram? In other words, that when Shimon says Kulishali, Shimon's Kulishali, of course Shimon's Kulishali has to be analyzed from two standpoints. From the standpoints of Shimon's Tvie against Ruvei and the Shimon's Kulishali has to be analyzed from the standpoint of Shimon's Taine to rebut Ruben's Taine. So he said, just as we said, that when Shimon answers Ruben's Taine by saying Kulishali, so in effect, this answer by Shimon Kulishali, so has the Chalishem Kfireh Ligabi, the half in which Shimon is a move. But he does not have a Chalishem. He does not have a Chalishem Kfireh in respect to the other half. So in respect to the other half, it does not have a Chalishem Kfireh. What does it have? It's a demand, it's a claim for the other half. Because I told Ruben is a Murzek. So Mele, so if we follow up this line of reasoning, so how can we say that Ruben, when he said Kulishali, so he was in effect, a Tiveya Bichol Atales? No, over there too. When Ruben says Kulashali, so what does it mean? So he could say Kulashali, it is a Chalishem Tvieh, only it is a Chalishem Tvieh, only in respect to the head, or that. In effect, a Tiveya Bichol Atales, no, over there too. When Ruben says Kulashali, so what does it mean? So he could say Kulashali, it is a Chalishem Tvieh, only it is a Chalishem Tvieh, only in respect to the head that Shimon holds out. So Shimon is a Murzek. So Ruben says to him, you are a Murzek in this head, and it belongs to me. So it should have a Chalishem Tvieh. We got the half in which Shimon holds on. But why is it a tree on this half in which Ruben holds on? He has it. So it's like someone
Jetzt sagt someone, keeping, let's say, $50 in his hand, his own $50, and he'll say to Shimon, this $50 is mine. If it's his, it's his. So it's not a tria, he has it. So, Monefshach, just as we follow up this kind of reasoning in respect to the tria by Shimon, which literally, on the surface, it appears to be a tria b'chulei, but when we analyze it, so it turns out to be only, to have a halishim tria only in respect to the half in which Shimon is a mutek, but it does not have a halishim tria in respect to the half in which Reuben is a mutek, because Reuben has it already. He's a mutek. So in any way we should, by applying the same logic, so we should say, how can we say that when Reuben made the claim upon Shimon by saying kulishali, he was tovea chule? No, it literally was tovea chule. But in final analysis, it's a tvia only on the half in which Shimon is a mozek. But it's not, it does not have a halishim tvia on the half in which Reuben is a mozek. So this is what it is. Vintema. Vintema, veiche svirava. Vishvue zu, shvue shal medive miktasu. Mikneshe seif shal tale zeli choli. Havale kilo heile miktas. Vimkeim, af tviosei shal zeh. שתביא כולו אין תביא, דענן סדה שסייפת על איזו לאחלי, ואם כן, ואם כן, אין כאן לא יתאיני ולא יתבירה. ואיכה זה ברפחי כמה יישא, מקשינון כאיכה דענן סדה להי, נעשה לו היי, הוכנם אל הבלה, כשוי השתה איכה סד די תחשו איזו של מימיק תעשו, וכאיכה דענן סדה דעים כבירוש איש, אלו כבירה וחצי, הוכנם ענן סדה דעים כבירוש איתבי. זה לא יסבון קשה. ויש לימה, בוודאי כיפה בחייר, שאין נשאר ברשוסי, כל מה שהוא כיפה, אין ככיפה בכל דעונק. ואוסום נשאר אצלי, כל מה שהוא כיפה עולה. והוכה על כל כוכני זה חצי, והרי הוא כמידה במקצת, וברשוסי בעל מהודי כהן. ופי כוכו שיש בה כמידה במקצת גומו. אבל תביא הזה, אף על פי שאין מסי כל תביעוסי, לא נשתנה כלל משור כל התאבים. שאפי מן הנטלים, אלו איזה מקצס, שניתווה מידלו, וזה בואו פשוט, אף על פי שנאו מני כל השם. So he says, you know, this is typical of the Ram's reasoning, the abstract reading of the Ram, like every piece of Ram in Midori, the same way. So he distinguishes between Kvire and Tvir. In other words, in order to have a Halation Kvire, so it's not shayach to say, Kvire, what does Kvire mean? Kvire means, I deny that something that is my possession, it belongs to another person, or I mean, it's due to another person. But it's not shayach to say kfire in respect to, let's say, that Shimon is kefir. It's not shayach to say that Shimon is kefir. The half of the talis that is kefir to Shimon, that Shimon is kefir to Reuven, the half of the talis that is in the possession of Reuven. It's not child. Mashenke legabi tviye. Tviye means he makes a certain demand. So there can be a demand. There can be a demand not only for something that is in possession of the other party against whom the demand is directed. Even if the possession is even if it's in the possession of the party who is making the demand, it still has a halishim tviye because after all his hands are tied. True. In this Eftales, Reuven says to Shimon, Kulashori. So he's making a demand. Not only is he making a demand on this Eft of the Tales in which Shimon is a Murzek, but even on this Eft of the Tales in which Reuven is a Murzek, but his hands are tied, he's not free. So he's making a demand that he should leave him alone, that's all. He should take off his hands from the Tales. So in other words, in order to have a Halishim Kfire, so kfire is only shayach. Kfire is only shayach on something that is in possession of the nitva. That is shayach kfire. In other words, the teveya demands something from the nitva, so the nitva is kefir, something that is in possession of the nitva. But it's not shayach
the Chalishim Kvire on something that is in possession of the Tveya. But as far as Tveya is concerned, so Tveya can have a Chalishim Tveya not only on that which is in the possession of the Nitva, it can have a Chalishim Tveya, the Tveya can be Tveya or Pidin on something that is in his possession. But he is encumbered, he is limited, he is handicapped. So he can make a Tveya. So merely it has a Chalishim Tveya. So it has a Chalishim Tveya on the whole Talis. But the Kvira, it has a Chalishim Kvira only on half of the Talis. The Kvira by Shimon has a Chalishim Kvira only on half of the Talis that is in Shimon's possession. But not on the half of the Talis that is already in Ruben's possession. So that means he is Tveya Becholei and there is Kvira Bemikzah. So merely it's like Kvira Bemikzah, even though there is no Doi. But since it's a kvira b'miktsas, because the other kvira is not a kvira, so there is a kvira b'miktsas. So maybe he has the same deal like a medium miktsas, but it's eleich, and still there is a shwe. So it's a raya that eleich is chay. Oh, umishum vochav is the title. Hashli shwe zeshum is the title. Hashli, so at first the sort of title of the Gemara was, משמוח חבס אבל איתו חשתי דשבוע זו של משנשינו שבוע של מידו עם מקצת ואמרים לו הוא רפשין שסקשי מסניס ומאדרים לו לא מרפשין שס מסניס נתה כל עשרה חומים כי לא אם אפילו כתבורך שעת עבוד נאו קם זה מסקון על גימור so at first the hava min of the gemore I mean the hava min in the second tanetune not in the first tanetune when the gemore When the Gemara realized that the Tanetune has reference to Rav Chiya Bas Raise, so the Havamine in that Tanetune was that here it's Mamash Yishuei Drais, because he's a Kevah of a Mikzas, he's a Tveya Bechol HaTales, and the other one, even though the Nitva literally, so he's Kevah Bechol HaTales, but in final analysis, it has a Chalishim Kvira Omi on half of the Talis. On the half of the talis in which the nitva is the muzik, but it does not have a chalishim kvire. On the other half of the talis in which the teveya is the muzik. So mainly it's teveya bechulei, the kepa b'miksah. So it's made of a miksah. It's the same thing as made of a miksah. And still there is a shwe. So the havamin of the Gemara of Tanetune here assumed that it's mamesh shwe d'rais. And why is it chay shwe d'rais? Even though it's heilich, because heilich is chay. So then the Gemara says, maskone. ומאדרינו למרב שישס מסליסת הכל נסחחון. תראי, אפילו כפי דברך שעתו בו לא די, כיף הזה כמיד מקצע, אי אפשר לנו לוח בשבוע זו שבוע של תירת. אלא את הכל נסחחון, שכיו שידו סיין מסברר אס מתכבור, זה עד הרב בכל כיף. Literally, verbally, I mean, so, and subjectively, he's a כיף הבכל. Because he says, שימנס, the נתווה, says, כולה שלו. But when we analyze it, so Al-Pedin, it turns to have the Chalishim Kvira only on one half and not on other half. So, Shekim Sheidoseim in Mizbarer HaShmetirvo, the Adarabe, Bichol Ukeifer Veinidoi, El Mitirvim Bi'atzmi, Al-Pedin, it turns out to be a Kvira only by Mikzas, because the other the Kvira on the other half, Al-Pedin does not have the Chalishim Kvira. Sheukach Nimtso Shekitmo Hidoi Lekvira. די מחיב שבואו לפנינו, ובין שני אמר זה מטלס, אנו רואים כאילו כל אחד אילו חביר בחצי. בכל שקידמו, כידוי על מטביעה, אפילו במידע מקצז גומו, אין שבוע סתירה, כל אורף מדרייסה. In other words, when is there a חיב שבוע דרייסה, of מידע מקצז, where it's קידמו, טביע לידוי, when the הידוי is a result of the טביע, when the result of the Tviye, but here, the Idoye is not, here it's like Kidmo Idoye Tviye. I feel a minute because Gomor and Shwe Satir Cholov with Rai. So, but the Rai is, if Telech is Chayef, so Tikn Rabonin can raise it. But if Telech is Potter, so it's not Chayef to say, Tikn Rabonin can raise it. This is how the Rai is. Now, then, the Nachmas Dovid, mentions the pshat in the Gemara in the name of his brother of Chaim Olozhiner, and with the same pshat
with one different twist is mentioned in the Chiddush Rabbi Meir. But with one twist that is different. But the way the Nachas David says it, in the name of Chaim Rosen, is a little better than the way Rabbi Gleiga says it. So there is a slight deicha in what Rabbi Gleiga says. But they both say the same thing, it's the same one. In other words, the Gemara, there is a Gemara
if
two are adukim mitalis, adukim mitalis means that, let's say, Reuven holds on a substantial piece and Shimon holds on a substantial piece. So then we don't say the whole talus is divided. We say that piece that is in the hand of Reuven, that piece he gets. However large or small it is, that piece that is in the hand of Reuven, Admokim Shiodim Agaz, that he takes. And the other piece that is in the hand of Shimon gets. The rest. And the rest there is a chlu. And the rest there is a chlu. Vashiach Yerusha. Machloi Rabba Avuye Uvishuo. Uvishuo. So Teis Veshiti is Mochloi Rabba Avuye. Mochloi Rabba Avuye. So they are two Giosoiks. He says Mochloi Rabba Avuye Uvishuo. And then there is a Giosoi Vyasho. In other words, so that means if according to the gears that hashor b'shuyeh, so there is a shuyeh only on the rest, but on the piece that is yodim agas, in which is mamish topus, so then there is no shuyeh, then it takes without the shuyeh. Without the shuyeh. Even if we say, so Teitzve says, the Lord Gassinon Vashor Bishwe. Because Teis Shiti is that there is a few Shwe, even the piece that is Yodem Agaz, that the one gets it and the other one doesn't get any part of that piece in which, let's say, Reuven is Yodem Agaz, even that requires a Shwe. Even requires a Shwe. Now, the Rambam Shite, that's the Shite of Teis in the Rosh. The Rambam Shite is, like the Gir say, Vashor Bishwe. Or even if the Rambam is geiris, the Rambam could be geiris also ubishvue, not v'ashor bishvue. So then it implies that even the piece that he holds, that Reuven holds, has in his hand, so also requires a shvue, but it's on the basis of gilu, but not a nikah shvue. So in other words, so there is a machlekes teisves and the Rambam as to whether on the piece that is yodim agas does that require a shvui or it doesn't require. You know that something else. I mean, so since he swears and the rest from the melee he swears also on this, but there is no ikah shvui. So the melee now. Then the Gemara says, "Elo mas listen diktone di pauge ba dode v'lekatone zelit lat modus yodim agas yech mishtachsu monefsha." If the Rabba Buye says the Shnaim Adukim Mitales, so each one takes a few Mokish Yodim Agaz. So why did the Mishnah says Yachleiku? So it's Mashmami. The whole Talis is divided. Is divided. Omer Rav Pope, the Tfise B'Kakash. So the Mishnah which says that the whole Talis is divided and equally has reference to the case where neither one holds on has any piece of the talus in his hand. They both hold down to the fringes of. To the fringes of. So then the Gemara says, Omar Rav Nishar Shie. So in other words, so he's midayik, he deduces from Rav Buyes Alochi, the Shnaim Adukim Mitalus, then he's at Mokim Shiodim Agas, then he's at Mokim Shiodim Agas, that Hai Sudre, kiven di tofes bi shori shal shori ish, trinam bi vinosan lereyu, di chimam di posig dome vi kotten.
Since we say that if one holds on to a piece of the talis, so that piece is given to him, that's not divided. So it's a raya, it's whatever piece, that if niki and suda, so if you hold on, shori shal shori ish, so it's chimam di posig dome, so, and he's gaining. He's gonna just as here, so the one who has the certain piece in his hand, so he is Kenneth, he gets it. Now, the Rosh says, so in other words, the Gemara applied the din of the Mishnah of Shnai Mirz and Italis, that it's Yach Leiku. The Gemara applied to a case where it's Tafse Bikakash. Because they wouldn't hold on to the kakashite, each one would hold on to the gufa talis, so there would be a piece of the talis that Reuven has in his hands, and there would be on the other side, there would be a piece of the talis that Shimon holds in the hand. So then there wouldn't be a chluki on the whole talis, but only there would be a chluki only on what is between, on the rest. But the piece that each one holds, he would get it. So the horse says, the Mishnah says that it's Yachleiku. The Mishnah says that it's Yachleiku. The whole talis is Yachleiku. So that is reference to a case where they hold on to the fringes. Now, so the Rosh says, even if they hold on to the Gufa talis, but suppose they don't hold on, no one holds in his hands a substantial segment of the talis, less than Gimel's voice, so then it's also Yachleik. It's also Yachleik. So then it's like the fringes. Even if you hold on, even if women will hold on to the Gufa talis, but just the mamish, the edge of the talis, less than Gimlet's voice. So it will have the same thing as if they hold on to the fringes. And the whole talis will be divided. So the Shach, in Simen Kuf Lamed Ches, he explains it. I mean, what difference does it make? Whether he holds on to Gimlet's voice or he holds on to, let's say, two heads voice, one heads, but what difference does it make? Bishle in the fringes, all right, so it's not part of the talis itself. But when he holds on, why does the Rosh say that it doesn't make any difference? The din of the Mishnah where we divide the whole talis applies being the case where both hold on to only the fringes, and being the case where they hold on to the edge of the talis, but less each one has in his hands less than Gimlet's voice. So the Shach, the Simen Kuf Lamed Ches, says that in a chename, it doesn't make any difference. Let's say, it's less than Gimlet's voice, but it's worth a pute. It's worth a pute. So then he has a right, Reuven holds on, let's say, to Tuet's voice. But this piece of Tuet's voice is a pute. So then, din putak in the mayor, so then he can demand that this piece should be taken, given to him. And the other one can demand that the other piece that the other one holds should be given to him, as long as it has a way from the pute. So din putak in the mayor. And the rest should be divided equally. But what does the Rosh mean? The Rosh means, if it's less than Gimlet's voice, it has no shibes, and people are not makfi. But in Akhaname, if the people, if the two parties who hold down to the talis and they hold in their hands less than Gimlet's voice, if they are makfi, so then, even if it's less than Gimlet's voice, so it's also Kibal de Posig Dom. This is what the Shach says in Simen Kuf Lamed Ches. So Memele, now, the Nachmas Dovitz, in the name of Rav Chaim Volozhin, has said as follows, that the Gemore, now, in order to answer the cash, that is against the Gemara, that all the Shemim ask against the Gemara. At first the Gemara assumed that the Tanit Tune has reference to the Chirik Amais. So the Gemara refuted it. Why? Because Chirik Anansad Elahai, Anansad Elahai. So Eloki Yitmav, Tanit Tune, Ayino Verafriyitma. So again,
So why is it better? How does it improve? So you can still ask, Kirchad an Ansar al-Hai, an Ansar al-Hai. The answer is this. At first, the Gemore assumed that the Braise, when it says Tanetune, so the Braise meant that the Trapriya is mentioning a riot to his being of Trapriya Kamais, that I'm going to say to his Mechai Vishwe, from the fact that there is a shvuah on the whole head. So Bemele he says, so the Gemara said, "Vohe kim di tofis." An answer is my di tofis side the day, or my di tofis side the day. So in the case where it's tofis the kakash, or in the case even, as the Rosh says, that in the case where they are not tofis the kakash, that the tofis to the edge of the talus, but it's less than the Gimlet's voice. So the male, it doesn't have such a chshivas. So the whole talus is divided. So the Gemara at first said, "Oh, he came to office, and I'm sad. The mighty office. How day? The true way is the day that the whole half, and Shimon that is tough is the other half. So it's the day the other half. So the male that's not going to say him, and there is a shvue. So it's a raya that I'm going to say him the chayish." So then the Gemara says, "No, Elo di komo itale tunim di dome hosel mal di is li sade li leiv lo les li sade li mosik lo imide di av li sade li leiv lo mosik lo imide li boi rapchi li shtabuye hoche ki eichet anan sade bahai anan sade bahai loch mishtab Elo ki ito av itale tun a idar fi dome rapchi imonu diot kwa lo imel diot lo min zuz vi le chaye. So now my time is hilch namik mi stein dome vi tane tune shnayim irze bitalz vi och ikim di tofis anan sade di mai di tofis heilechu aman di tofis heilechu. So in other words, here now the raya is not from the head, but now the raya is in this case. Now let's say, as the Rosh says, that the Mishnah does not have reference only to the case where they hold on to the fringes. The Mishnah can have reference to the case where they hold down to the Guba Talis, but less than Gimel as voice. Or the Nachozovi points out, in other words, even when the Mishnah apart from that Rosh, when the Gemara says, we must listen, so according to Rabbi Avuye, the Zemlito at Mokish Yodem Agas, the Zemlito at Mokish Yodem Agas, so why does the Mishnah say Yachlipu in the whole Talis? So the Gemara applies it to Tafsevi Kakashte. That does not mean that the Mishnah has reference only to the case where they hold on to the Kakashte. The Mishnah can have reference to both cases. It can have reference to the case where they hold on to the Kakashte, and it can have reference to the case where each one is Oduk in a piece of the talus. So each one is Oduk in one fifth of the talus, and the other one is Oduk in another fifth of the talus. But then, the chluke would apply only to the other three-fifths of the talus. But since the Mishnah, but the kasha of the Gemara was, if the Mishnah, because usually the Machshon assumed that the Mishnah deals with a case where each one is oduk in a piece of the talus. So, and in that case, so each one takes the piece that he holds. And then the rest is divided. So why doesn't the Mishnah mention it? So the Gemara says that the Mishnah covers both cases. The Mishnah covers the case where each one is oduk, let's say, in a piece of the talus. So in that case, the halacha is that each one takes the piece that he is oduk in, and the rest is divided. But the Mishnah also covers the case where they hold on to the fringes. So Mimele, that's why the Mishnah doesn't mention Zenit Lad Mokim Shodim Agas, because that would have no application to the other case. But in Echaname, the Mishnah covers both cases. The Mishnah covers both cases. Being the case where they hold on to the fringes, and being the case where each one is not looking at peace, like saying the fifth of the talus. Rubin has in his hand the fifth of the talus, Shimon has in his hand on the other side, the fifth of the talus.
So in such a case, the Yachleiku will be applied on the other, on the rest, the other three-fifths. That is the fifth. But why doesn't the Mishnah spell it out? Because the Mishnah also covers the case where each one holds on only to the fringes. So maybe the Mishnah doesn't want to mention Zelit al-Mokish and Magas, it has no application to other case. But in the Chaname, the Mishnah covers both cases. So he says, Nachazovi says as follows. So the Gemara says, Vitane tune, Elkitva, Vitane tune, Aida Rabchi. So Vitane tune, Shnai Mos Vitales. Voche kim di tofis, Anansade, di mai di tofis elechi. So in so far as the, so in effect, so the Gemara now refuted that the Shvui of the Mishnah could not be on the basis of Agoras Eid, because if the fact that both hold on to the talis, so makes it an ansade that each one has a half in Tavai Baradag's war, then there shouldn't be any Shvui altogether. Keichel an ansade lahai, an ansade lahai. Since there is a Shvui, so it's a raye, that here there is no an ansade that each one has a half. There is no ansade each one has a half. But since the Mishnah covers also the case where each one is oduk in a piece, let's say each one is oduk in a fifth of the talis, Reuben is oduk in a fifth of the talis, Shimon is oduk in a fifth of the talis. So when Reuben says kula shali, so mele, so he's tevea the whole talis from Shimon. When Shimon says kula shali, so he's kefer everything, but that fifth, that is held in Ruby's hand, and that it's considered as if Shimon was made. How is it considered as Igoye? In other words, so now we still have to apply the same thing. So that Rav Chaim Volozhiner doesn't say. I mean, it's not Rav Chaim Volozhiner, it's Lachazovi. He doesn't mention. So there is something of what Teisve says. Only Teisves applies it to the whole Talis, to the whole half of the Talis. Chaim Volozhiner applies it only to that piece that he's onto. So now the Gemara is saying, here we have a mamish and eidim mitzvah. V'itane tunish, nai moz v'talis, v'oche kim di tofis. So tofis here now the Gemara means tofis, let's say that piece that which is onto, that fifth of the Talis, which is onto. So anam sadeh. So that's more than I'm going to say. This is like Yidoy. Now, the question is, why is this like Yidoy? Why is this more than I'm going to say? So he doesn't say. So we have to say the same kind of shot that I mentioned last time. In Teisves. In other words, because even if we reject Rav Chiya's halacha, and we say, that I'm going to say him is not the Chayav Shvui. So it doesn't mean just Hidoye when there is Mamish in verbal Hidoye. So it means that I'm going to say him even though when the Edim are made, that he owes, that the Mitzvah owes at least 50. So it's also determined, it's established, that the Mitzvah is Chayav, but it's established later, so that requires Kabbalah Tehidim, the Bezim, and so on. It doesn't become established immediately. Masherim came when there is Hidoye, doesn't require Bezim. When Bezdin is mentioned, Kavidoi, it's only because we can say if it's Chutzli Bezdin, maybe he was joking around. But suppose we prove that he wasn't joking around, so then the Idoi is just as an effective Idoi as the Chutzli Bezdin as Bichnei Bezdin. So Mimele, in this case now, so we have to say in that what Rav Chaim Volozhiner shot, we also have to say, apply the same omnis. So we have to say as follows now. How did we explain the Teisves last time? In other words, because it all depends. If in the case were two hold onto a talis, that's what we said in Teisves. If in the case were two hold onto the talis, so there is a chazoke command. Now the Shidin Kubetze says, the Arishenim Shidin Kubetze is more basta da poftes. They say that the aloche of kol chazoke shinu metayim, and the chazoke does not apply to chazoke of tvise. It only applies to Chazoke of Gimuchonek. But Chazoke of Tvise without the time. So is a Chazoke is a Mivarek. Now, so the Chazoke of Komashi on Mishishale. So the question is, Ligabe, assuming that when two hold on to the talis. So So the Chazok is Mashal Shalei applies to the two of them. The two of them. So it is that Chazokah by itself, even if it's uncoupled with Taine, or that is the only when it's coupled with Taine. So we have to say in the Nachozovitz Teretz that, in other words, that where the two hold down, then there is no Chazokah for Mashal Shalei altogether. When two hold down to a talis, so as far as half of each talis is half of the talis is concerned, so there is no chazok. There is no chazok altogether. But when it's oduf, actually, I mean that is probably the reason as to why the Rambam shita is that the piece in which he is oduf, he takes without a shua, except with as shua is yul, but otherwise not. Why is the piece in which he's also according to the Rambam, so he takes without the shwe, whereas the half only the shwe, so it could be explained on the basis of this proposition that when two hold on to a talis, so we cannot apply the concept of chazokah kol mashiyo shalei altogether. Where can we apply chazokah kol mashiyo shalei when one holds on, when it's in the exclusive possession of it, one person? So then we say the chazokah mashiyo shalei. But when two hold on to a talis, when two hold on to a talis, there is no chazokah. That's only when two hold on to the talis. But when it's oduk, so the piece in which one is oduk, so that means that piece, that let's say one-fifth, that portion of the talis in which woman is oduk, that's in the exclusive possession of woman. The Gemara says, kiman deposit them. It is just as if it had been cut off already. Suppose it, that piece had been cut off. So naturally it would be in exclusive possession of Reuven, who has it within his fingers. So Memele, even if it wasn't cut off, but demanded passing on it. So Memele, we apply the deen of Chazokah kol mashiyo shalei. So it's Mamish Chazokah kol mashiyo shalei, regarding the peace that is Yodim Agas. Yodim Agas. So Memele, it, and since the Chazokah kol, so the Ebiru Gomuk of Chazokah kol mashiyo shalei applies to that portion that is in his hands, that is Yodim Agas, so Memele, it doesn't even require time. So it's like Kidoi. So this is our primal logic explains the Gemara. Vitametun. So Shnai was Mitalis. So the Gemara refuted that the Anan Sade, Ligabe the whole Talis, so that Sanan Sade half belongs to Reuven and half to Shimon. So that's not so. Because if there had been an ansada that the half belongs to Reuven and half belongs to Shimon, Tavai Badadad Buo, so then there wouldn't be any Shwe, so it's like even eating the Tavai Badadad Buo. But, so in other words, so we see from that, so when the Gemara now came to the conclusion that Chazok from Asher Shalei does not apply to a case where it's Tofus by two. Mashein Kein Ligabi, the piece in which is Yodim Agav, that's not Tofus by two, that's Tofus by one. The other one is not Tofus in it altogether. So Mimele, in that piece, in regard to that portion, that it's Yodim Agav, so there we say, Chazoki Kol Mashiyo Odom Shishalei, so it doesn't even require Taine. Since, in other words, the Chazoki itself establishes it, that this piece is his. So it's like a doye, just as a doye. A doye by itself, without Kabbalah by Benzin. So establishes that it belongs to him. So this is what the Gemara says. Vitanet tunet, shnaim odin talet. Vohe kivin ditofis. The piece that is Yodim Agas. So we're Eilecho. So it's Eilecho. So in other words, it's Nisbarer to the same kind of Biro like a doye. It doesn't even require best. So it's not like I'm going to say it. Even if I'm going to say it, it's not the Chayvish way. Because there, the Agode by itself is not Mivare. It requires Kabbalah say the best. But here, the Chazoke by itself is Mivare, so it is analogous to Idoi. So it's a real made of a mikzah. Vigatoni Yishba, but it's Eilech. It's Eilech. So we see that Eilech is Chayvish. You see that here at this time.
So then, now the question arises. The question arises, so why does the Gemara say, Omer Rafshishis Masnit Ntakonet Chachonim? Why couldn't it be Shweder Ais? Why couldn't it be Shweder Ais? So I don't know whether the Nachos Dovid means that, I don't know, it's not clear. So we can accept the teretz of a prime lojener, but this part, I mean, apparently the Nachos Dovid mentions something else, I mean, it's not clear. But we can explain it the way the prime lojener says, but why? Because this itself is a chiddush. Because Mehilcha Teise, should that be considered like you do it Baldin? On the contrary, according to the Maskonel of the Gemara, so he does, but if we don't accept Chepchir Kamaises Din, so I'm going to say to him, it's not Bechai Bishwe. What is Bechai Bishwe? Only Ido Aspi. So then it must be Mamash Ido Aspi. And two, in this case, there is a Hazoke Komation Mishishalei, and it's a Bil Gomu without Taine, but that does not have the effect of Ido Asbaldi. This is what Rav Sheshe says. Omer Rav Sheshe, Mas Nisim Takonis Chachomim. V'yido Achim Takonis Chachomim. So in other words, so at first the Havamin of the Gemara was that since regarding the peace that is Yodim Agas, so there we say that it is, that we apply the bill of Chazok Mashi Shalei, and it's a bill even without Taine, so mainly it's analogous to Ido Aspi. But then Maskon of Gemara is no. Monepsheh. If Hagodah Seidim is not Mechai Bishwe, after all, Hagodah Seidim is the best bill in the world. He's the best bill in the world. So Chazok Mashusholei is not Mechai Bishwe either. And then we could even go further and say that even if we accept Reb Chiya Kamayis Halachim, so it's only when there is the Biro of Eidim, but when there is the Biro of Chazot Moshe Shalei, they're not. So Rav Sheshe says, Mas Nistakon Eschachomimi, Vido. So Rav Chiya is made in Takon Eschachomimi, because there is no Chiyush Ved Raise here. There is no Chiyush Raise Mitzad Neidim Mikzaz, because Mitzas means Neidim Mitzas, not Chazok Oshilei. And even according to Rav Chiya Kamaises Aloche, the Agudas Seidim is Mechayev, so only Agudas Seidim is Mechayev. But the Bible of Chazok Oshilei is not Mechayev Yishuwe. But the Raya is on the basis of Kol Titikin Rabbonon, Kindreis. This, the last thing that I said, the Nachlas Dovid, I don't think that Nachlas Dovid means that. So, as far as the last piece is concerned, the Nachlas Dovid probably means something else. What he means, I don't know. Maybe he means that. But it could be explained, Rav Chaim Volozhin as Pshat, could be explained if we couple it with this thing. All right, I'll leave it here because I have another shift. Just say the end of Hamadala, Meisve, from the base. Sloim Dinrim, Malvei Mechomesh, Vilevei Masholesh, starshe kosov bei rashi says starshe kosov bei plaini lovum plaini sloi, but no figures are specified in the star, so we don't know as far as the star is concerned. We don't know how many sloi. So it could be from two to ad infinitum. I mean, it's at least two. For the pirush kamo v'chein star she kotzev bei din rin stante. So the Malde says that chomish, that the lady owes him chomish. The lady owes him chomish. So Rav Shimon ben Elozar Meir, hoyu v'heide mikzas atayin yishma. Since he was made in mikzas, so m'mele he has to swear. He should have made in mikzas. Rav Akiva Meir, eini elokimishi v'aveide upotah. So again, Rashi here, I mean, we see Rashi Shite, that even in Meshiv Aveide, even a real Migge, I mean, a Migge of Meshiv Aveide, where the potential time, through the potential time he could gain, is here. Now, if he had said, let's say, Stein, so then he would only have to pay Stein, he wouldn't have to pay. He wouldn't have to pay anymore. Now that he says Sholish, so he has to pay Sholish. So, in other words, for the potential time he could gain, he could pay one seller less. So it's a real Migge. I mean, still, Rashi says that only the Rabbonim is one. Because that's Rashi Shite. That's Rashi Shite. That Rashi Shite is like the Rimigash. That we don't say Migge after a Mishnah. We don't say Migge after a Mishnah. As we explained. So, in the commission of the Rashi says, we have the name of Shtai, Vashtar Misai, the Chilik of Pirish, Mikor Madvorim Shishnai, Kach Lihutzach Lipolish, Nimit Zloim Bein, the Chilik of the Gimur Mish Vavedeu. So, according to Teisve, so he's put him in the right cell of Yeshua. But Rashi Shite is, that Migel Aftur and Mishwe were Amginon, even in Migel of Mish Vavede, in Migel, were through the potential Shastaine he could gain over and above the actual time, even that we don't say laftur mishwe midrais, but where he could gain through the potential time, then there is a kones chachomim of mishu aveni that he doesn't swear. Chachomim potras mishu aveni mashwe mitnam ameitz mitziel yishba. All right. Kotonim mietz. Reb Shimon Elozar Meir. Hoyuvei the mixas atayne yishba time doma sholish. So when does Reb Shimon Elozar say that he has to take his shvuah only when the lady says shol? The implication being that if the lady says shtayim, he's potter. Why is he potter? But shtayim is also within mikzas. The malve demands five, and he is made a two. Why shtadik made a behelech? Shtadik made a behelech. ושמם אינו הילך פות. תאי מלא משול יש רש. כסור קטאי תחש, תאי מייס תיוף, תאי לא כתבו קטאי בשול יהיו חומש. ואולי לא קדו לאי ולא משתאי, שמם אינו בשתיים ואין לחי ולא בשם לא. וכפורש בוס, תחיל די חובי דוסי בשטר כסובו, די שטר מה משתאי, משמע, that's the minimum of slow in his two. So, וכל משמו יש השטר הילך. So, שטר is הילך. What does הילך mean? הילך means if there is an offer to pay. That mikzas that he is made there, so is offered to pay. So that's called Eilich. So, but if it's star, even without an explicit offer, because the star, he has the raya in his hands, I mean, and he cannot deny it. The believer cannot deny it. There is no way of overcoming that fear, because everything is inherent in the star, is expressed in the star. So in the Mele, it's considered Eilech. What is Eilech? Eilech means when the mikzas that is made available for payment. Here he doesn't physically make it available, but Al Fadin is considered available for payment because there he has no way of frustrating the claim of the Mal because of the star. So when there is no star, so then you can only be given from Chosim Nechiri. So even if the lady happens to have Nechosim in his possession, but it's always Biyodei to dispose of those Nechosim.
and to sell it, and then the malve will not be able to collect it. So it's not so mimele when there is no shtar, so it's not considered mimele unless there is an explicit offer. Here you have it. But if there is no explicit offer on the part of the leve, so then it's not mimele. Masheikin or shtar. So then, no matter what he'll try to do, he'll always be able to collect. Let's say he'll immediately sell all the nechos. But he'll be able to collect from the lekuchas too. So mele, payment is always available. So it's considered here.
I mean, that's the plain pshat. I mean, that's why shtar is considered here. So he says, v'chol mashmoy is ha-shtar hilchu, sh'arei kakoyis v'shibodim al kach. Avol ki yomar sholei shloi, shlishi milu al peu, v'lav v'shtar k'suvo, v'ina kakoyis v'shibodim. We love Hilch. Alright. So Shmaman Hilch put. So Loilom, so the Gemara says, Loilom, I'm Loch Shtayim Chai. So then you ask, why does Reb Shimon Elozor have to tell us that in the case where the Levi says Sholish that he has to swear, let him tell a big Achidesh that even in the case where the Levi says Shtayim, he has to swear. And that would be a big Achidesh because then it would be a Achidesh, then it would. It would imply the chiddush that Hilch is chay. So the Lilo Mimloch Shtayim chay. Why Diktone Sholish? Why then doesn't Reb Shimon Elozor mention a bigger chiddush that even when the Levi says Shtayim, so he has to swear? Lafuke mit Rabbi Kile. Bikbiom Amishavilo Pota. Reb Shimon Elozor wants to tell us something else, some other chiddush. I mean, Lafuke mit Rabbi Kile, because Rabbi Kile says in the case of Shtayim. So he's got there, so Shimon Elozor wants to advise us, no, that in the case of Shtayim, Rabbi Akiva says, in case of Sholish. So he's the lady's potterish way, because it's a Mishma Veide, so Shimon Elozor wants to be Mafkia of Rabbi Akiva. So in other words, so he wants to tell us that even though he had a Migye, even though apparently he had a migge, he could have been paying Shtayim, and he says Sholeish, so he's still chayim. So he's not a mishlavi. That's why Reb Shimon Elozor had to tell us that he's chayim shvuye in connection with the case where he says Sholeish. But in the Chaname, Reb Shimon Elozor would hold.